WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 7. It's 57 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Less than 2.5% of the registered voters in the Bryan School District made the decision to raise property taxes by 2 cents in the Maintenance and Operations Fund in order to receive an additional $3 million of state money. 91% of those who voted in the special election approved the tax increase. School Board Vice President Mark McCall on our show last week was asked about the low voter turnout.
It's not overly surprising, but it is somewhat of a disappointment and would certainly like to see more people out.
Board President Trey Moore was at work last night and was unavailable for comment. Construction of large rental homes targeted to college students in Bryan without prior city approval will continue for at least another 3 months. That's after the Bryan City Council voted 5-2 last night to delay action on a proposal from the Planning and Zoning Commission.
The key word in this presentation tonight was unregulated growth. And we're trying to propose responsible, moderate regulation.
PNZ member John Bush was among those not able to sway Mayor Andrew Nelson, who called on opponents of stealth dorms to form neighborhood conservation districts.
I know it's hard work to go and do a petition. You know, I've been a part of one. Councilman Stone's been a part of in the last 18 months. It's hard. But you know what? If you care and you want to restrict the rights and freedoms of people, it shouldn't be easy.
Since the council reduced the percentage required to form a district from 66% to 58%, City Secretary Mary Lynn Strada told WTAW News there is at least one neighborhood making an attempt. More construction projects have been taking place in Bryan the first 9 months of the year compared with a year ago. The number of permits for new commercial construction is up by 15 over last year, but the value is down by $46 million. The city's development manager, Cody Kravitz, told the city council yesterday that is due to last year's permits from the Bryan School District for new and expansion projects. Kravitz also reported 4 hotels with a combined 377 rooms are under construction.
I've had a hotel sitting on my desk for a long time that has not broken ground. The good news is True by Hilton in the Austin's Colony area broke ground last week. The numbers there include the Sleep Inn, the True, the Hyatt House in front of Target Center, and then the Holiday Inn Express.
The city of Bryan has issued 104 new commercial permits through the end of September. That compares to 102 for all of last year and 62 permits in 2015. Yesterday's Brazos County Commission meeting included a moment of silence for a volunteer who gave decades of service.
For at least the last 15 years, G.H. Jones was considered the Commissioner's Court chaplain. County Judge Dwayne Peter says Reverend Jones, who died last Thursday at the age of 68, had been attending commission meetings when he was asked to take over giving the invocation from the elected body.
Well, our attorneys kind of took a look at it, and we felt like it would probably be better if we had somebody from outside the court, you know, actually lead the prayer.
Jones served longer at the Brazos County Jail, at least 35 years, according to jail administrator Wayne Dickey.
It was not uncommon to have him show up nights and weekends and ask to see 4 or 5 people so that he could talk to them.
Services for Reverend G.H. Jones are Saturday morning at 11 in Bryan at Christ the Good Shepherd Chapel. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 7. It's 57 degrees. You can call or text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. More news at 7:30, or you can always go to our website. That is WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Maintaining your vehicle is not only important, but required. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Tradition's Mobile One Oil and Lube, and I want to remind you that your registration will now serve as a combined proof for inspection and registration, but you will still need to have your vehicle inspected. We can do that for you at Tradition's Mobile One Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash, or visit our other location at East William Joe Bryan Parkway next to the main post office. Like us on Facebook for weekly promotions.
Hi, I'm Brian Windham.
And I'm Allison Windham.
And we're Windham Construction.
Remodeling is a story. It has a beginning, middle, and an end. The beginning is planning and design, the middle, quality construction, and the end, your happily ever after. If you're ready to write your story, we can help you get it done. Windham Construction provides good quality, dependability, and great results. Whether you want to remodel your kitchen or build an addition, it's a great time to get started. Call us today. Windham Construction, 324-8596.
7:09, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal. Home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
High pressure situated over Oklahoma and Kansas this morning. It'll be responsible for the sunshine we see today and the much more comfortable temperatures. We should be 75 to 80 later this afternoon. It'll be partly cloudy tonight, lows close to 60. The high starts to shift east tomorrow. We start to warm up. We're partly sunny. Highs tomorrow afternoon, they're going to be very close to 85. Tomorrow night clear, 65 to 70. And sunshine and warm near 90 on Friday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, Aggie sophomore linebacker Terrell Dotson had a career night against Alabama, 16 tackles in the loss to the Tide. And Coach Kevin Sumlin says he was just kind of itching to break out with a big performance.
I know personally Terrell was not happy, and neither was his position coach. It was a mutual agreement that he could play better. And, you know, he continues to get better.
And by the way, his position coach would be defensive coordinator John Chavis. And Terrell looking pretty good on Saturday. We'll hear a little bit from Coach Sumlin as well as Terrell Dotson coming up. And baseball in Chicago, they got rained out yesterday. So game four of the NL Division Series between the Cubbies and the Nationals has been moved to today. Meanwhile, something's got to give as the Indians and Yankees square off for game five of their division series. And the Dallas Stars picked up their first win of the season. All that and more coming up in sports.
There you are. It's National Bring Your Teddy Bear to Work or School Day.
Yeah.
Can you do that in schools now? Would they stop
Probably
you?
Probably not.
Yeah, stop you at the door.
Yeah, no toys.
Cultural appropriation of bears.
So. Oh, very nice. I like that.
There you go.
It's also, we mentioned Bring Your Parents to Lunch Day. My dad just texted me and said he cannot afford for me to bring him to lunch today.
Well, there you are then.
So.
Because that ends up meaning he pays for the lunch that you invite him to.
Yeah.
Is that where we're going with that?
He had a birthday over the weekend, and we finally, you know, there was a little thing called the football game whenever it was his birthday. So we went out to dinner last night as a family to celebrate, and he definitely picked up the tab.
I see. There's that. And then I know that he's a Cleveland Browns fan, so they disappointed him.
Always.
Right?
Always.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're always there to do that.
Yeah,
for
but
you.
Myles Garrett had a good game, so we were excited to see that.
Okay.
But yeah, he you would think he's used to it by now, but it still hurts. It still hurts.
International Day of the Girl. International Day of the Girl, just so you know that. Okay, so you got all that stuff.
Lots of good days today.
By the way, yes, today is Bill and Hillary Clinton's 42nd wedding anniversary.
What a beautiful marriage.
Yeah, it is. You know, as a matter of fact, it's kind of interesting. Story has come out that, according to New York Post Page 6, and that's their gossip column.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that the former commander-in-chief gave his better half some constructive criticism.
Oh, because that's what every wife wants.
Oh, from her husband,
yeah,
exactly.
Definitely.
On her book, because, you know, she did that book about what happened, which pretty much got...
Her blame book?
Yeah, that's the one. Mm-hmm. Pretty much got ripped by people as she continued to talk about other reasons other than herself as to why she lost the election. But anyway, she basically refused to read any of the comments that he wrote. Apparently, Bill told her the story made her look, quote, bewildered, angry, and confused.
Bill's a smart man. You know, he was the president.
I hear that.
He won.
I understand he was.
He won his election.
And he said none of those are good qualities for a world leader. So anyway, he suggested she rewrite the project. She hasn't done that, and there are rumors out there that they haven't spoken since last summer.
Well, they made public appearances together, haven't they?
They've done that before.
I would imagine Hills is not the easiest person to get along with to begin with, much less after she lost.
In the
presidential.
Probably right.
Well, and Monica has been all over the news lately because she is an advocate against cyberbullying because of what she had to go through in her personal
journey.
Correct. So I've seen her pop up quite a bit on some talk shows and stuff like that as of late.
I was about to say, because she didn't parlay that into any kind of career or anything.
No. Well, not as big a one as she wanted to, that's for sure. We didn't talk about it in the political segment, but there's this whole President Trump Secretary Tillerson moron thing going on.
Okay.
In an interview with Forbes published today, the president suggested he's smarter than Secretary Tillerson, saying that if Tillerson did call him a moron, as reported, the two should compare IQ tests, and I can tell you who is going to win. With that as a backdrop, the president is having lunch with Tillerson and Defense Secretary James Mattis. The lunch is taking place just 5 days before the deadline for the administration to decide whether to recertify the Iran nuclear deal. Earlier, the president met with former Secretary of State Henry Kissinger. At the White House, John Decker, Fox News.
NBC News has reported that Tillerson called the president a moron and considered leaving the administration. In a news conference last week, Tillerson denied that he ever considered leaving the administration. However, he did not directly deny that he called Trump a moron.
I'm glad Mad Dog's going to be at this luncheon,
yeah.
So at least there'll be someone resembling an adult there.
It's amazing.
Gosh.
It is. It's just amazing. Anyhow, we'll talk to Congressman Flores in about 20 minutes. In the meantime, today, by the way, is the anniversary of the premiere of Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
Way back in 1975. And you know who the first host was? George Carlin.
Yep.
Okay.
George Carlin.
So back when SNL was funny.
You're right. That's exactly right. So now, who is Lea Michele?
Lea Michele is Glee. She's the star on Glee.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, anyhow, she tells the story to Jimmy Fallon on The Tonight Show that back in 2010, she was invited to the White House, okay? And so she wanted to remember every little moment she possibly could, and so she lifted a roll of toilet paper that featured the official seal.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Apparently snuck it out down her pants is what it says here. I don't
okay.
know how that works.
Yeah.
Anyhow.
Because she's not like a large woman or anything. You think you would notice a lump.
You look a little off kilter there.
Anyway, so apparently it's okay.
What?
She still has it.
They have the official presidential seal on the TP?
Apparently so.
I think I've heard that.
Well, really? That seems like it would be kind of disrespectful to the presidential seal.
You know, you're right. I think that's true. Because you should respect the office. You know, whether you like the person or not.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. So most parents want to make sure that their kids don't eat too much candy for Halloween.
Right.
And apparently one of the ways to do that is to eat a large portion of it themselves. National Confectioners Association polled 1,400 people, found that 72% of parents plan to basically steal from their kids' Halloween stash. Here are three more stats from that survey. 77% of us buy candy for trick-or-treaters. 85% of those people go with the snack size. That, you know, and again, that was a smart thing to do.
Snack size.
Yeah.
100%.
Because, you know, before that.
Full size. Woof.
Yeah, they get a little
That's
pricey.
That's a lot. Yeah, and pricey.
Chocolate candy is our favorite type of Halloween candy. By far, 68% say that's the best. Somehow, some way, candy corn finished second.
God, again.
I don't know how. Ooh. I don't know how.
Okay, I was just on Peace earlier, and Kat was talking about these. So, candy corn in the fall, they'll come out with like a fall mix, which has the pumpkin and like the corn kernels together.
Sure.
But they also, she said, they used to have ones that looked like little black cats and mugs of apple cider. Have either one of you ever seen those?
No.
Me neither.
We were talking to her about she caught me in the hallway, and I was talking to her about it. And, I don't remember black cats
remember the apple cider or the black cats. I've only ever seen the pumpkins or the candy corn. And then there's the special candy corn with, like, the chocolate layer or whatever.
Oh. It's like a little black cat with a little hat, and he's sitting on a pumpkin-looking thing.
So you've Googled it, but have you ever seen it in person?
No,
yeah,
I haven't.
Okay, just curious.
No, you're right. Yeah.
Okay.
But well, anyway,
who
she's looking for them.
I remember like the barrels. I know that there's like hard candy with barrels and it tastes like root beer.
Yeah, I know those, right?
But,
we're talking about candy corn, Zach. Candy corn.
Now wait, but what is this thing called? This little cat thing? Does it have a name?
I think it's just part of the candy corn mix.
It's a mini black candy corn cat. But this says it's $14.
It's the same texture as candy corn, but they come in like a bag of all mixed together. That's what she was explaining.
I Googled black cat candy corn.
Okay.
And the only thing that popped up is this thing that says it's selling for $14 on countryandmoregifts.com.
Oh, that's like,
and
no.
And I imagine this is a big one. Oh,
Zach,
yeah, it's
that's
like
an
a,
ornament. That's okay. Like a that's like a home
yeah,
decoration.
It's a figurine. You can't eat it. Well, you can. It just wouldn't taste very good.
I tell you what, man. It's a show about nothing.
I will try to find this candy corn.
Yeah,
because
we need to buy like a pound of that. Hello.
Okay.
Total, how are you today?
Hey, man, it's almost Friday. We're doing fine. Yeah, it's not really good.
That's great. Yeah. Hey, you know why they changed some of the shapes of the candy corn?
Now, why is that?
They wanted to prove that there was actually more than one run of candy corn that was ever produced.
Yeah, that's probably right. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, here we go. Brock's is
yep,
the
right,
is
the
company.
Right.
Okay, so they have a Halloween mallow cream candy mix. And they don't look like normal candy corn. They look like, if you can remember, fruit gummies that come in different shapes and sizes.
Right.
But there is. There's like a little hay bale. There's a black bat in this one, an orange pumpkin, a yellow moon.
How do we get some?
We can order it online.
Okay.
Candywarehouse.com.
How much is it?
It's like $5 for an 11-ounce bag.
On.
So they ain't got
none we can
down
totally
there,
do that.
Down there at Walmart or nothing?
She, apparently, I don't know. I don't know.
It
so these are mellow
with,
cream. Yeah. These aren't like candy corn specific.
She won't be happy.
It says made with
real honey.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she won't be happy.
I bet those
that.
Are tasty though.
I don't know. Yeah. Well, but I guess the candy corns are also considered mellow cream. Why have I never heard of this word, mellow cream?
Mellow or mallow?
Well, M-E.
No,
so mellow.
Really, never.
Mellow cream
wow, okay.
mix fall. I wonder, maybe it's like knockoff candy
ooh,
corn.
Ooh, they have one that's like caramel apple.
Right.
Candy corn.
Oh, yeah, nice. The apple mix.
All right, that's enough.
All of it's disgusting.
Hello.
Yeah, they had those candy corn patches. Scott might remember they also used to have a wax harmonica.
Well, I remember the little orange wax harmonica things. I really do. I remember those. But you're saying you remember this black cat thing, huh?
Yeah, they had some that were shaped like pumpkins, and they had some shaped like cats with the back all humped up.
Yeah, okay. All
it
right,
it looks like Target may have the biggest assortment of Brock's products.
Okay.
And so,
Target,
yeah.
Yeah. So I'll have to tell Kat that maybe she should go to Target.
Oh, we need
and take
to go.
No,
we need to get it for her. We need to find that.
Okay.
She cooks such delightful things in the break room. That's the least we can do.
You're right. I got to figure out exactly which one she's talking about right. and find a way to order them.
Well, what the last caller just said, a little black cat
yeah.
that, with its back arched. And again, but the idea is how many kids want to eat black candy, you know?
True.
At some point, why would you
the
think?
Only one I found has a little black bat. I have okay. yet to find the black cat, so we'll have to keep looking.
It's got a picture here on Amazon.
Okay.
The little black
Amazon.
Cat on the bag.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he's just hanging out.
Okay. Well, hey, Amazon Prime, we can have it here in 48 hours.
Yep. Let's
I'm
do
just
it.
I'm saying. Okay.
I'll get the credit card.
Hey, okay. There's a story in the Houston Chronicle on Sunday. I just got around to reading it yesterday. They're opening warehouses, you know, in Houston for Amazon. They, in fact, have 10 warehouses in the Dallas area. Giant. I'm talking
okay.
million square feet
yeah.
plus. And what they have is little robots that they go down these little narrow aisles that are
mm-hmm.
too narrow to be able to have humans go through. And they lift up these, apparently, these large shelves that have storage bins in them, and they move them through the warehouse so that the people can put the stuff in them. And what they're trying to do is get to the point where they have what's called Amazon Now, where you get it within an hour.
Oh, yeah.
That
I've
is
heard
available,
about that.
That is available in some parts of
Jeez.
Houston. Some parts
I
of Houston
don't.
Have it right
yeah.
now.
I wonder how much that costs.
Well, it's apparently all... Well, of course, it's free shipping.
yeah,
the price may be a little
I bet
higher.
The delivery
but
charge.
Yes, nonetheless. And then, of course, they also talked about how since they bought Whole Paycheck, they're probably going to be doing grocery delivery in the Houston
mm-hmm.
area soon, too. Mm. Anyhow, they're taking over the world, I'm just saying. So let's switch back to Halloween and talk about head lice. I mean, why
oh,
not?
Oh, yeah, why not?
Not?
Absolutely.
Hopefully your kids bring home lots of candy this Halloween. Hopefully not head lice. Apparently it's that time of year. It's partly because kids are back in school. But the main cause might be the fact that we're out shopping for costumes and
mm-hmm.
trying on masks
oh,
and
yeah.
wigs.
Yeah.
Halloween stores have these huge walls of them, right?
Yep.
And, you know, and by the time you buy one, there are probably some people who've tried it on before you.
Really?
Maybe
shocker.
Dozens of people.
Yeah.
And head lice end up being in the costumes, too.
Oh, that's so gross.
Okay. It says here, if you want to lower your chance of getting head lice, okay. Three things to remember.
Please, please tell me.
Take a shower cap or swim cap with you and make your kids wear it.
Who's that weirdo in the swim cap
the
over there?
Yes.
While they're trying the stuff on. You might look crazy, but
overprotective
parent.
It's better than
parent,
head lice.
But it is better than getting lice.
It's almost like the people that walk around with surgical masks on when they go out in public.
Once you buy a costume, seal it in a plastic bag for 48 hours.
Oh, that kills the lice.
If there are any lice in there, then they'll die in a day or two.
Ew.
Now, lice eggs can survive longer.
Oh, my gosh.
So that's not foolproof.
That's where they get you is the eggs.
Well, and
the
eggs. And they want to let you know that, in fact, to be completely foolproof, it needs to be in the bag for 2 weeks. So
you better go now.
That's right. Or you could throw your costume in a dryer on high for 45 minutes.
Burn those suckers.
Anyway, but also you have to remember that make sure there's nothing in the costume that will cause it to melt.
Right, like the little plastic pieces. Or, no, a lot of Halloween stores now, I mean, they're in like zip, not even like, you can't even open them. They're in like sealed
bags. Yeah.
Yeah. And you just have to guess your size.
You get the real fancy stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Man. And they're wigs. They're actually wigs hanging on the wall that people put on.
Yeah.
I guess that makes sense. You got to see what you look like.
There you go. There's your lice alert for this morning.
Ew.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes. They're educational and they're free. This Saturday, October 14th, learn about landscaping and plant selection to attract butterflies. Butterflies are an important pollinator, and it begins with selecting the right plants to attract them. This class will discuss ways to increase your attraction this week at Producers. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Hey, good morning. It's 726, Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business. Since 1981, with two-way radios and paging service, called Skyline Communications at 775-2929. Got north winds again today. Going to be pretty nice. About 78 will be our high. 63 for a low tonight. Then the winds are going to come around out of the south for the balance of the week, and it'll start to get warmer. We'll climb up to about 88 tomorrow and around 90 by Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Right now, though, the winds are out of the north at 10, and we've got fair skies and 58 out there.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Governor Jerry Brown is on a collision course with President Trump, and he just raised the stakes by signing a law declaring California a sanctuary state. Now, under the new law, state and local police are restricted from cooperating with federal agents on immigration investigations and arrests, and it is outrageous. But if Governor Brown and his moonbeam Democrats thought the Trump administration would simply bend over and grab their ankles, they thought wrong. Thomas Homan, the acting director of ICE, immediately put California on notice. He said that Governor Brown's law undermines ICE from doing its job, which is federally mandated, and he then announced a change. Since they can no longer pick up illegal immigrants at jails and prisons, which are controlled environments, ICE will adapt. Now, ICE will focus on grabbing illegal aliens from their neighborhoods and work sites, which will inevitably lead to collateral arrests. And since the entire state has declared itself to be a sanctuary, Acting Director Homan issued another warning. Illegal aliens picked up in California will now most likely be detained in facilities outside the state, far, far away from family. It turns out liberal politicians are not the only ones who can make life difficult for their opposition. The Trump administration is up for this fight like they're up for all fights, something liberals are not used to seeing and don't quite know how to deal with.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Business travel is a game of wins and losses. An open seat next to you on your flight, you win. A reclining seat in front of you, you lose. Buying your business trip at Upside.com, that is a triple win. You see, Upside has the absolute best available prices for flights, hotel, and rental cars. That's win number one. Win number two is how Upside rewards you with a gift card to sites like Amazon every time you buy a business trip. And the third win is the amazing six-star treatment you get from Upside's Navigators, their customer service specialists. Navigators are instantly accessible 24/7 on the Upside app. And right now, you go to Upside.com and use the code USA to get a free pair of Bose SoundLink wireless headphones when you book your first trip. That's code USA for a free pair of Bose SoundLink wireless headphones. Upside, you deserve a better business trip. Minimum purchase required. See site for complete details.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
What does over 140 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit ANCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 57 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Property owners in the Bryan School District will be getting a 1 cent decrease in their overall tax rate instead of 3 cents. That follows approval of a special question that increases the tax rate for maintenance and operations by 2 cents in order to receive an additional $3 million in state money. Voter turnout was 2.5% of the more than 49,000 who are registered. The special question passed with a 91% approval. This option has been available to BISD for many years. School Board Vice President Mark McCall was asked on our show why they did not pursue the possibility of more state money until this year.
There was just so many other projects that were going on within Bryan that we felt like it was not the right time. The critical from the priority standpoint was to get the new schools in place, get the new alignment in place.
School Board President Trey Moore was at work last night and was unavailable for comment. A divided Bryan City Council isn't ready to place new requirements for building what's commonly known as stealth dorms and Aggie Shacks. On a 5-2 vote last night, action was postponed until at least next January. Mayor Andrew Nelson says it's not fair for the Planning and Zoning Commission to solve the problems listed by those opposed to what is officially called detached shared homes.
We have ordinances about people not mowing, and frankly, you don't have to be a student and you don't have to have 4 bedrooms and 4 baths. To have your grass growing too tall, and maybe there's an ordinance that we just need to enforce our codes on that. If it's not safe to be parking on the street, maybe we need to be putting some restrictions on the street. That has nothing to do with how many bedrooms or what you're doing inside your house or whether you're a student or not.
Ben Hardiman, who with Buppy Simic voted against the postponement, noted the 9 months it took the Planning and Zoning Commission to reach their recommendations.
I think for us not to consider adopting some of those steps, as imperfect as they may be, is a slap to our Planning and Zoning Commission.
The council majority, for among other reasons, wanted to see if more neighborhood groups seek protection by forming conservation districts where the minimum percentage was reduced from 66 to 58% of property owners. City Secretary Mary Lynn Strada told WTAW News there is at least one neighborhood making an attempt. That's in addition to 40 that were created under former guidelines. The Bryan City Council was smiling yesterday with an update on new home construction through the first 9 months of this year.
2016 was a record year. So we are on pace to annihilate that number again this year.
Development manager Cody Kravitz says through the end of September, there have been 351 permits for new single-family detached homes, up from 300 last year.
The information I've been given from several builders, and I think Mr. Clark's working on it too, is we may actually surpass College Station this year in single-family.
Really?
So that's what we're working on, verifying that, but we may surpass them.
Kravitz pointed out residential construction of all types is taking place in 7 developments around Bryan.
In 2009, we did 176 single-family home permits.
I told you.
There was a low in 2011 of 127. So we're at last year we were at 392. Figure we're going to be probably in the 430 to 440 range this year.
The value of all residential permits in Bryan through the end of September totaled more than $117 million. That's an increase of almost $10 million from last year. There is no slowdown in the number of property crimes in College Station. Last week, College Station police received 39 reports of vehicle burglaries. Last weekend, there were another 20 vehicle burglaries, along with 16 thefts at a variety of locations around the city. Many Brazos County employees are mourning the loss of a longtime volunteer.
Reverend G.H. Jones, who died last Thursday at the age of 68, spent at least 35 years at the county jail meeting with inmates, according to jail administrator Wayne Dickey.
Been coming to the jail to serve what he considered his congregation. A lot of times their families would reach out to Reverend Jones and say, oh, go talk to my son or go talk to my brother, and he would always be there.
County Judge Dwayne Peter says Jones was regularly attending commission meetings when he was asked about 15 years ago to deliver the invocation.
We went and talked to him, and he said, I'd be honored to serve as chaplain for the commissioner's court.
Commissioner Irma Colley led a moment of silence at yesterday's commission meeting. That ended with Commissioner Steve Aldrich remembering how the chaplain ended his invocation.
And as Chaplain Jones would say, this is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
And everybody said amen.
Thank you, Pastor.
Services for G.H. Jones are Saturday morning at 11 in Bryan at Christ the Good Shepherd Chapel. Visitations Friday from 5 until 7 p.m. in Hearn at the All Families Mortuaries Chapel. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 57 degrees. You can call or text us this morning to be part of the show, 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Scott Henniger, Vice President of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
On October 29th, the Bush Library and Museum and Bryan Broadcasting Radio Stations presents the annual Night at the Museum Halloween event sponsored by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan. This free event is open to the public from 3 to 6 p.m. There will be trick-or-treating in the museum, along with games, activities, a costume contest, and refreshments on the plaza. The costume contest starts at 3 p.m. in the Rotunda and will end at 5 p.m. For more information, visit bush41.org. Special thanks to Atkinson Toyota, The Farm Patch, Catalina Hatters, and J.J. Snowcones.
Good morning. It's 7:37, a Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
High pressure situated over Oklahoma and Kansas this morning. It'll be responsible for the sunshine we see today and the much more comfortable temperatures. We should be 75 to 80 later this afternoon. It'll be partly cloudy tonight, lows close to 60. The high starts to shift east tomorrow. We start to warm up. We're partly sunny. Highs tomorrow afternoon, they're going to be very close to 85. Tomorrow night, clear, 65 to 70. Then sunshine and warm near 90 on Friday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, we're talking Aggie football's defense, which has been pretty solid here of late, even in the loss to Alabama, a career night for sophomore linebacker Terrell Dotson. We hear about Coach Sumlin on Terrell, as from Terrell himself. We'll also be talking Major League Baseball. The playoffs, of course, are going on. Two of the teams have already been decided for each league's championship series. The Dodgers will be taking on somebody in the NLCS. We don't know who. The Cubs and Nationals will meet up today for game 4 of their series. Meanwhile, the Indians and Yankees meet up for game 5 of their ALDS. Winner goes on to take on the Astros. And, of course, U.S. men's soccer lost last night. An own goal from Omar Gonzalez proved to be the difference maker.
The worst day of my career.
I'm extremely sad right now. Don't even know how to put it into words what I'm feeling.
And so we'll hear a little bit more from him. But, yeah, a sad, dark day for U.S. men's soccer. We'll cover all that and more coming up in sports.
All right, let's head to Washington, D.C. Congressman Bill Flores joins us. Good morning. How are you, Congressman?
Doing great, Scott. How about you? Let me say this. I want to give a shout-out to the Fighting Texas A&M football team. Even though we got outscored, they put up a pretty respectable performance. And then our Fighting Texas Aggies soccer team beat Alabama 2-0 last Friday night.
So yeah, it was entertaining. Those folks. It was entertaining. This is one of the few days where it's cooler in Bryan College Station than it is in Washington, D.C., I think. We're kind of enjoying
I know. When I was listening to the weather a couple of minutes ago, I was thinking, man, I wish I was there set up here.
Wow.
I guess there's too much of the swamps putting off a lot of heat up here, I guess.
There you go. Well, legislatively, what's on the docket this week?
Well, a couple of things. We're going to vote on the Dr. Chris Kirkpatrick Whistleblower Protection Act in the next day or two. Dr. Kirkpatrick was one of the physicians at the VA who blew the whistle about what was going on in the waiting list and poor veterans care and so forth. He was unbelievably harassed by the VA following his releases to the public and the Congress. And he ultimately committed suicide. And so this is to provide greater whistleblower protections and so that it gives the American public and members of Congress better insight into what's happening at the VA. It's a shame that this gentleman is not with us anymore because of his service to our veterans. So we're trying to clean that up. The next thing is we're going to have another supplemental appropriations bill this week to deal with the cost of our hurricanes. And I don't have the exact number, but it's going to deal with Texas, Florida, Puerto Rico, the Virgin Islands, and all the states that were hit from our last three hurricane events.
Is that going to be a pretty clean bill, or are we going to have ornaments hung on that Christmas tree?
Well, that's the question I was asking yesterday in the WHIP meeting, is are we going to be able to keep this clean, or is this going to look like Sandy, where you have the territory of Guam getting money, and, it's out in the middle of the Pacific. Like they did under Sandy. Didn't get a clean answer on that. I hope that we can. One of the things that this bill is planning to do is wipe out the debt from the National Flood Insurance Program. Remember the last time we started talking about flood insurance, we said let's reform the program so that we don't have the program build up additional debt. That didn't happen, and now they're proposing to wipe the books on the debt. So I'm struggling with this one. I know that our states need support and our communities need support, but I'm also concerned about the fact that people try to use these as freight cars and dump a bunch of trash on. And so stay tuned. We'll let you know how it turns out.
Congressman Bill Flores joining us from Washington, D.C. The president's going to be in Pennsylvania today, and once again is pretty much saying, well, he's challenging Congress to get something done. I think he said yesterday that he's looking at using his administrative powers to come up with maybe some less comprehensive health care plans that presumably be lower prices for consumers because Congress isn't doing their job. And then he said the same thing about tax reform. How's that being taken on the Hill?
Well, I mean, I don't blame him for saying those things. Actually, if you look at Congress, you have to unpack Congress and look at the two individual bodies in it. The House has done everything we said we'd do except tax reform, and we're working on that. We should be able to roll out version 2.0 of our framework in the next few days. As soon as the Senate gets off its rear, gets its budget passed, then we can go to conference on a budget, then we can pass a budget. That way we've got reconciliation available for us, and then we can look at the next version of tax reform because we've taken the input on tax reform that have come from the American people, that have come from other members that were not part of Ways and Means. And so we can do that. So the problem is the Senate hadn't done much. I mean, it whiffed on health care. It hadn't gotten a budget passed. I'm extremely worried that it's going to whiff on tax reform. And so I think the president's fully within his rights to say the same things that the American people are saying, get off your rears, get something done. But I do want to remind everybody there are two houses. One house has been incredibly productive, and the other one has just not really performed. And it goes back to what we talked about over the last few weeks, and that is they've got an 1800s-era rule called a filibuster that prevents them from being able to do the right things for the American people to fulfill what the American people said they wanted last November.
Last week you were with us and on our visit, and then also later quoted in The Hill, you discussed bump stocks and how that was a situation that that came to light because of what had happened at the massacre in Las Vegas. And yesterday a class action suit was filed against a Texas company called Slidefire Solutions. First, I think, class action suit having to do with bump stocks. There's legislation out there right now. Is that legislation based on something that you put forth, or if not, how is it different, and what does the bump stock legislation look like right now?
Well, let me tell you what I think we need to do. If you look at a bump stock, it is essentially it's an add-on to a gun that makes a weapon behave like an automatic weapon. Under the law today, in order to have an automatic weapon, you have to have a federal firearms license to allow you to own that weapon. And so in my view of the world, if you any modification or part or attachment or service or whatever that allows a weapon to behave like an automatic weapon ought to be covered by that same licensing requirement. And so the piece of legislation that's moving through that was introduced, there are several of them, but they've all involved some sort of an outright ban on the use of a bump stock. I think what we need to do is go back and reverse the decision that was made by ATF back in 2010 when President Obama was in office that says that bump stocks are exempt from that particular law, the licensing requirements, and put them back under the licensing requirements. That's what I think we need to do. There is not a particular piece of legislation available at this point that provides for that. Now, my position is exactly where the president is. It's where the NRA is, and that is, let's get these things off the street from general ownership, from gunners like me. Look, I've got two weapons. I've got two AR-15s that I could modify using bump stocks. But I don't think that since I don't have a federal firearms license, I don't think I should be able to do that. That's not a ban, but it does say that if you're going to have an automatic weapon or something makes your weapon look like an automatic, you need to have a license for it. A license to be able to own that, and that's exactly where I am. I'm hopeful that the Judiciary Committee can hurry up and get some legislation out that reflects that so we can get it across the floor. This is the right thing to do for the American people and to help make it safer, and it does in a way that doesn't infringe on the Second Amendment.
Finally, Congressman Bill Flores joining us from Washington, D.C. this morning. Finally, another representative, his name is Ken Buck from Colorado, has written a book about the swamp. He's a new congressman, basically, but in an interview this week that I read, he's speaking out kind of on the way things are done within the Beltway. He says that the leadership of the party lives like kings and they govern like bullies. The game here is to not take a tough vote. Nobody wants to take a tough vote. A tough vote means that you're cutting spending on a program, and nobody likes that. Your thoughts on his comment there?
Well, a couple of, I've got a few observations. Number one, this place is a swamp, so I mean I can't disagree with him on that. And there are occasions when deals are cut that many of us find offensive, and we typically vote against them. But where I disagree with him is that in my 7 years in Congress, I have taken dozens of really tough votes. And I've never been scared of them. I never shied away from them. And I am not aware of circumstances where the allegations that Congressman Buck made, where the Democratic leadership and Republican leadership got together to keep people from taking a tough vote. I'm not aware of any instance like that. Now, there were similar allegations made by a guy named David Jolly from Florida back in 2016. He did a 60 Minutes interview and had uncovered cameras and was trying to talk about the things that don't work around here. And, when you actually peel back the onion on that, you find out David Jolly's running for the U.S. Senate. And so based on the book that Congressman Buck has written and also his statements to the press, and he does have a flair for the dramatic and the way he said these things, my suspicion is he's running for something else, and so he's trying to get name ID. That's pretty common around here. The constituents in District 17 don't give me time to write a book. I mean, they expect me to be up here doing their work and not spending time writing a book or doing expose interviews. And, And so I'm disappointed in the way he sort of dramatized things here, and then just some things he said were not correct. Some things he said were correct, but some things he said were not. But
he got some headlines out of it. Like you say, if he's got a book, that's probably what he's looking to do, get some headlines out there. Congressman Bill Flores joins us most every Wednesday. You can hear the entire interview archived on the website at WTAW.com. Appreciate you being with us this morning.
Glad to be with you. I'd ask everybody to continue praying for our military men and women who have a really tough job right now. Also for our first responders, for the families in Las Vegas, and for our country.
Sure. Thanks for the time.
You have an office space.
Hello!
So how do you make the best use of your space? From design to installation, Systems Office Furniture will create a welcoming, efficient office environment within your budget. We supply new and pre-owned office furniture, and with prices at 50 to 60% below retail, you're making a smart business decision. Many large Brazos Valley businesses have trusted Systems Office Furniture to create their offices, and you should too. Visit our showroom Monday through Friday on Highway 30 between Harvey Road and William D. Fitch, or go to createmyoffice.com. That's createmyoffice.com.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
In the United States, a lot of things require a license. It's intended to show that you're qualified for whatever it is you're endeavoring to do. Take your driver's license, for example. There were probably a number of steps you had to go through to get one, like driving classes and written tests. I'm in the middle of it right now with my 15-year-old. Don't forget the many hours you spent driving as a parent or a student up and down the side roads of your town. Earning a driver's license can be a rigorous process, and when you think about it, it ought to be. The well-being of everyone on the road depends on drivers who understand how to navigate their car safely. But there's one important license that you can get with no qualifications at all, a marriage license. A couple can usually get married with nothing more than a signature. No classes, no preparation, no training. Just two people who hope their feelings will be enough. In fact, most couples invest more planning into their wedding ceremony than they do the marriage that follows. Is it any wonder the divorce rate is so high? It can be tough to have a lasting relationship when two people have very little understanding of how to make one work. So if you're planning on getting married, let me encourage you to think about investing some time in premarital counseling to learn how to build a marriage that lasts. After all, marriage is a lifelong commitment. Isn't it worth putting a little preparation into the front end? For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. And the sports update is brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. Good morning at 7:53. Goodness gracious, time flies when you're having fun. Fighting Texas Aggie football came up on the short end this past Saturday, falling to top-ranked Alabama 27-19. Now, despite the loss, the Aggs still had a strong showing defensively, especially from sophomore linebacker Terrell Dotson, who racked up 16 tackles on the night. Coach Kevin Sumlin says Dotson was prepped for a big breakout performance.
I know personally Terrell was not happy.
and neither was his position coach. It was a mutual agreement that he could play better. And, you know, he continues to get better. And now that we've seen, you know, it's like I tell a lot of these guys, now that I've seen that guy in a game like that, we expect that guy every week now. Is that pressure? You bet it is. But that's what playing football at this level is about.
Now, Coach Sumlin says he expects a lot from Dotson, and Terrell says he's okay with that.
Yeah, I love that challenge. I mean, I knew I could play like that, and I'm going to play like that for now on.
Terrell and the guys will look to get it done this Saturday when they pay a visit to the Florida Gators down in Gainesville. Kickoff is at 6 p.m., with pregame with Dave and Dave getting underway at 5 right here on WTAW. Texas A&M's Ryan Trahan has been named SEC Freshman Runner of the Week after placing third in this past weekend's Aggieland Open. Trahan's time of 15 minutes, 27.4 seconds was the fastest by a freshman in the SEC over the 5K distance this season and the fourth best time overall in the conference. Aggie volleyball tries to get back on the winning track tonight as the Maroon and White head to Lexington to take on number 8 Kentucky. The Aggs have a tall task in front of them as the Wildcats are riding a 9-match win streak. First serve is at 7 o'clock. Due to rains in Chicago yesterday, Game 4 of the NL Division Series between the Cubs and Nationals has been moved to this afternoon. Now, Washington right-hander Steven Strasburg, who was originally slated to start today's Game 5, is out sick with an illness, so it'll be Tanner Roark trying to keep the Nats from elimination. First pitch is at 3:08 at Wrigley. Meanwhile, in the American League, the Cleveland Indians and New York Yankees meet up tonight for the fifth and deciding game of their series. The winner advances to take on the Houston Astros in the ALCS. Things got underway at 7:08 in Cleveland. Well, the Dallas Stars finally picked up their first win of the year yesterday, topping the Detroit Red Wings 4-2. Here's Coach Ken Hitchcock.
At the end of the day, our big boys really took over. You know, they really, that shift they had, which was almost 2 minutes, was incredible. And, you know, they won all the battles. They won all the face-offs. They got the puck out, but they did what they were supposed to do. So I was really happy for them.
Tyler Seguin scored on a power play, and three other Stars players found the net as Dallas improves to 1-2 on the year. LaMarcus Aldridge scored 16 points, but in the end, it still wasn't enough as the San Antonio Spurs fell to the Orlando Magic 103-98 last night. Now tonight, the Houston Rockets head to Memphis to take on the Grizzlies. Tip-off is at 8:30. U.S. men's soccer streak of 7 straight World Cup appearances has been broken following last night's 2-1 loss to Trinidad and Tobago. U.S. defender Omar Gonzalez, who scored the difference maker on an own goal, says he let the country down.
The worst day of my career. I'm extremely sad right now. Don't even know how to put into words what I'm feeling. What was supposed to be a celebration is now, I don't even know what to say. It's terrible. We let down an entire nation today.
The 28th-ranked Americans needed just a tie against 99th-ranked Trinidad, but they didn't get it and missed the World Cup for the first time since 1986. And that's been your morning sports update, brought to you by Team Fordham Navasota. On News Talk 1620, WTAW, I'm Zach Taylor.
Thanks, sir. Appreciate it. The deal of the day from Team Fordham Navasota is huge. Ford is saying that you do not have to pay a dime until next year if you buy a new Ford car or truck. How cool is that? No payments until 2018. Find out everything you need to know by going to Team Ford of Navasota, right there on Highway 6 in Navasota next to Sioux Falls Prater, or you can get the details online at teamofnavasota.com. Again, that's teamofnavasota.com for zero payments until 2018.
Did your yard look healthy last summer? If not, consider adding some compost. This is Bobby Jenkins of ABC Home and Commercial Services. ABC offers a compost program that uses premium soil-enhancing material. It's the organic way to improving the health of your yard. In addition to being more attractive, a healthy yard fends off diseases and retains and uses water more efficiently. For an organic boost, call ABC Home and Commercial Services. Specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Mid-South Synergy is excited to offer our simple and affordable solar solution, Synergy Solar. With a solar farm located in Bedice, Texas, Synergy Solar takes the hassle out of generating smart, clean energy and offers the benefits of solar energy to our members. Synergy Solar has proved to be accessible, affordable, and renewable by offering a maintenance-free program. To receive a special offer and for more information, please visit synergysolar.coop or call 936-825-5100.
Good morning. About a minute till News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's Sausage Pizza Day, so if you're looking for some place to go for lunch or dinner, just you know, it's a good way to celebrate.
I'm a pepperoni man myself.
I understand that. Now, was it this week that we had, or I guess it was last week we had International Beer and Pizza Day?
Yeah, it was Monday.
No, it was Monday this way. Okay,
was it Monday this week? Okay. Oh man, it's only 2 days
ago. Time flies when you're having fun. Okay, once again, it's bring your teddy bear to work or school day.
Mm-hmm.
You may be able to. You may not be able to.
Teddy
yeah,
bear.
I'm probably not going to bring mine up here yeah, after I come back.
The United States military has a maximum height cutoff. Nobody can be over 6'8".
Oh, really? Okay. I had a friend who barely made the cut to fly in the Air Force because he was too tall.
I got you.
And, right. Yeah, he's like about 6'6", 6'7", but he has to be able to fit in the... The plane.
Cockpit.
That'll yeah, the cockpit.
The Guinness Book of World Records has discontinued some categories, including raw egg consumption.
Yeah, it's heaviest, not safe.
Yeah.
Heaviest pet.
Oh, yeah, because of pet obesity. We
right,
just talked
exactly.
about this.
And,
awareness.
And most beers consumed in an hour.
Ooh, yeah,
so
not good.
Don't be doing that. All right, 8 o'clock. WTAW College Station, Brian.